NW Mobile. Again, NC9V Mobile. It's looking like a good day for ducks and geese.
Right.
Good long weekend?
Not too bad. Got the grass cut that needed to be cut. Helped my son move into a new apartment. Went to visit some relatives. So it was a steady weekend.
We kind of lounged around all weekend. Had dinner with Patrick and Miss Elise. Enjoyed that Friday night. And didn't do anything really the rest of the weekend. Cooked on the grill yesterday. Chicken. And just kind of lounged around the house. Got up and washed the boat. Pulled it up, cleaned it out, washed it, wiped it down. I don't know why I did all that. It's getting wet again. But, yeah, it was a good weekend.
I did check out the camper and check how much propane, pressurized the water, make sure that was working. Needed to cycle my generator, so I hooked it up to the camper, made sure the AC worked and everything. And that. So just checking it out for our trip in a couple of weeks.
The Boy Scout motto, be prepared. Nothing wrong with that. I need to do the same thing. We need to keep it in check on it. Making sure the little critters don't get in there. But other than that, I need to get out there and hook everything up. Make sure everything's good to go.
All the way down there and found out I had a busted pipe or something.
Pretty good. You've had it out since winter, haven't you? Out since winter.
And I didn't put antifreeze in the line. I just blew it all out with air.
Compressor, take the air hose and put it in and blow everything out. I blow it out from the inside. I just take the air hose inside and blow it in from the inside out.
The air hose up to the where you hook the city water up to, and then I'd open one spigot and let it blow a little bit, and then open another, and I took the plug off of the hot water tank and, you know, opened the low point drains on that and just let it blow. Did that a couple of times because, you know, you do it and then you stop doing it and then the next day you open the valve and water runs out.
Yeah. Pretty resilient pipes, isn't it? I don't know what kind of pipes they put it on. It's not really PEX. It's something else, but, seems to hold up pretty good.
The ones right there at the hot water tank, it looks like some kind of vinyl, you know, with reinforced or something. It was clear tubing or whatever, because I'd put the tank on bypass.
I pull the plug out of the hot water tank and just let it sit out until next time I go use it.
Yeah, we do. And I'm used to having a plug with an anode on it, but this one's got a cap.
The anode, a couple years ago, probably need to look at that again. Tires. I've had those tires on there ever since I bought it. Probably had it, what? I don't know how many years we've had that thing. Probably time for the new tires.
Change them every, like, 5 years or whatever, but I don't know how true that is. I mean, mine don't have, they can't have 2,000 miles on them, I wouldn't think.
This is probably still newer, a lot newer than mine. But, I think mine's, they're probably close to 5 years, if not 5 years. The sad thing is, I only got two tires that really sit in the sun, one side, so. Maybe I'll just replace those two. What do you think? Probably replace all four. You get them down, just get them down all one time. We got ours from Discount Tires where we did them. That was the first thing I did when I bought the camper. Picked it up from the guy, took it straight over to Discount Tire, got four brand new tires on it.
I did that with my old camper because it was parked in the dirt and everything. At least I'm parked on the concrete right now.
Had concrete to park mine on. And tail off concrete. And me, mobile. Yeah. It rained all day. It rained good at least.
2 hours, it's supposed to turn off the intermittent until later in the afternoon. KN4 TFW.
Better for a little stretch here. I might take the wife camping somewhere. I want to try out Springfield again. They, I don't know if they had a storm come through. They got a bunch of trees and everything at Springfield Campground. It's a Corps of Engineers campground right there outside of Anderson on Lake Hartwell. That's a pretty good sights there, but ever since the storm, I haven't been through there, and I need to ride through there. Maybe me and Mom will take a ride on the motorcycle when it clears up. Take a ride down there.
And you got that national park pass. That should get you in anyway.
Get out of that.
Truck in the shop this week. Get the oil change. Debating about getting them to do the spark plugs. And that it ain't giving me any issues. They got 105,000 miles on them. But I don't know. I hate for it to throw an alarm and go into limp mode pulling the camper.
Makes me nervous because everything's running smoothly. You don't have any problems. Then you're going to start pulling plug wires and pulling plugs, and the next thing you know, you got a coil going out, or you got a plug wire is arcing out and going bad, or sometimes it creates more problems than you're trying to fix.
Beating up on it is 16 plugs and some kind of module with each one, and it's like the minimum is like $600 to get them changed out, $600 to $1,000.
I don't know if gas motors are cheaper than diesel motors now anymore or not.
Seven cylinders that are easy to get to, and that eighth one is take as long as all the other seven. Hang on a minute, I'm going in my bad spot. KN4 TFW.
KN4 MUF. How you doing? You staying high and dry this beautiful day here? You should have an interesting day, to say the least. Didn't see 9 feet.
Morning, Jody. KN4 TFW.
Cannon Leon. Yes, sir, I'm staying high and dry for right now. I hope I'm hitting the repeater all right. You're a little bit staticky on me, but I hope I'm doing okay.
Good solid signal. Sound good. What do you think, Ken?
Yeah, you good over here.
All right. Well, good morning to you, gentlemen.
Anything interesting on your three-day weekend?
Took a ride up there to Brevard and Carolina, up here in North Carolina Saturday. Took the Jeep, no doors, no top. And didn't bring a heavy enough jacket, like it froze my butt off.
What's in the mountain says that?
It'd be just a nice little ride up there to Toxaway. So, man, we got up there and I was like, dang, coming.
I'll be 62 today.
66 down here in Anderson, so I still got a jacket on this morning.
Main overcoat, my trench coat today.
Work all the time.
Used to be a canine handler's jacket. I guess the guy didn't need any more losses. I don't know what it was, but I had to cover up all the official lettering on it. Put Velcro over it so I could put patches or whatever I want over the top of it. Nice jackets though. Silicon spray you put over it, waterproof it. Lathered it down on that. Couple coats.
Nice.
It's off like water on a duck's back.
Anything fun over the holiday weekend?
Gosh.
Nothing out of the ordinary here. Checked out the camper, cut some grass, helped the sun move. That's about it.
Come up in the backyard Saturday evening and eat my suet feeder for my birds, tear my bird feeder down.
There's plenty. You didn't go to the White Squirrel Festival. Go ahead, Leon.
That wasn't important. Go ahead.
I was just asking Jody if he went to the White Squirrel Festival while he's up there in North Carolina.
Haven't heard of that, the White Squirrel Fest?
See, they were supposed to be having one. I thought it was up there towards Brevard.
Get to Brevard, we went over to Cashers and, or up to Toxaway and seen some friends of mine up there. And then from there we went and hung out with some more friends over in Rosman, just outside of Rosman.
You got a CJ or a newer one than that?
CJ.
CJ.
Got it back off and I got the doors off. And we thought it was going to be a nice little comfortable ride.
Get up, get some accessories for Mama's Jeep.
It's definitely expensive. They're proud of them accessories for the Jeep.
Harley Davidson. Yeah, the Jeep. Harley Davidson, I think they're all expensive. Oh, yeah. And another category, marine. You might think of a boat. Yeah.
A little bit of trail riding, not nothing technical or very hard, but still better have some recovery stuff. She wants to do some beach riding there on the Outer Banks. So I better get some kind of recovery stuff and an air compressor.
Bit like trail ready. I carry a little bag with me all the time with a chain and a, cause I got a winch on mine too, and I carry a chain and a block and tackle and, you know, jumper cables and a recovery strap, all that kind of stuff.
You get some of that.
And you be having Bojangles for dinner. I almost got that thing ready to open.
I ran when I came by there the other day.
Good morning. It's opening soon.
For me, but not for you, right?
I can stop in for a Bojangle, a Bowberry biscuit.
Yeah, I can't do those.
They are good. KF4 MUF Friday.
You don't need that chicken biscuit and the Bowberry biscuit. I used to do that when I was working, the early hours of the morning. And that was good. Tall cup of sweet tea.
Right?
You were high.
I'd be good for about an hour and then I'd crash hard.
The other day, I forget what I had for breakfast, but I had too much sugar because, man, I was driving that truck going down to Anderson. I got a little sleepy. Bumper traffic on 85 wasn't no fun.
Keep you awake in itself.
That'd be a very quick pre-trip.
Oh. Called in sick today instead of playing with his ring.
Okay.
We're there 8 hours or 10 hours a day, depending on what it is. This week it's an 8-hour day because of the holiday yesterday, but we're there all the time, rain or shine.
I'm an employee. Sorry.
That remark.
Out here this morning, KN4 TFW.
Out here in NC 9B.
That is interstate.
I'm only going as far as Williamston.
Big trailer with a single box in it?
Last week, I had a big old trailer with a box, a single little box on a skid, and then another skid to go with that one.
To go out this week and they changed it to an air freight. So now they got to drum it all out. I think it's 80 drums.
Garden Jubilee, they had that in Hendersonville this weekend.
Bad.
Annual Garden Jubilee. They shut down Main Street in Hendersonville and nothing but lawn ornaments, flowers, plants, and art. Yard art, I guess you'd say. All lined up on Main Street.
But that'd been fun to walk through.
Fiber optic hooked up this weekend.
Speed internet?
Getting it in the subdivision a couple months ago and finally got the flyer with the first ones to get it in the subdivision. A gig up and a gig down, $80.
like my phone, I needed a, I got the new update on my phone the other day. And rather than doing it over the air, I went through the Wi-Fi. Man, it screams so much faster on the Wi-Fi than it does over the air.
All tested, like the phone speed over the Wi-Fi, and on my old one, it was like, I don't know, 150 down and 10 up. And now it's like 500 both ways on your phone over Wi-Fi, so that's like four times faster than it was.
Around 150 down and 11 up, something like that. It's, you know, over Wi-Fi.
600 both ways.
See that, I don't know, what do you want to call it, a modem or whatever it is 1.2 gig up and down. Loomis?
Up country, they got it running. They come by and dropped a flyer off at the house the other day.
Spectral. And, man, for it being as rural and far out as we are, man, I think it's terrific. Yes, sir.
And to cancel, and they're like, well, hey, we could give you a gig for $50 a month and everything. It's like, yeah, you give it, you give the deals to all the new people and just screw the old people.
Yep. They're just an office worker. They don't know. Set up for about an hour at least so I get everything situated. I don't need all this.
Backyard right there at 85 and 29.
Up on me. Now thick.
Got an interstate 5 lanes wide and you can't see any lights.
Great day. Do the best you can to stay dry, especially you, Jody. I know you've been playing in it. Ken's just going to be sitting in that new truck, trying to think of what he can do next. Let me show you guys, have a great day. I'm pulling up for work, NC9V.
Have a safe day out there in the rain. KN4 TFW.
Yes, sir, Mr. Leon, thank you much. 73's to you, God bless. Be careful out there on that road today. Mr. Ken, I'm going to get out of here too. I'm about 2 minutes away from my parking spot, so you have a great day too, sir, on y'all's finals. 73's.
Have an awesome day and be safe. KN4 TFW.